This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hundreds of creators have signed a letter slamming Meta's limit on political content. I'm Imran Sheikh, and you might as well call me Bradley Cooper because we're about to get all limitless up in this piece because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. YouTube's comments section, historically, has had a bad reputation, but a change rolling out could prevent kids from wading into the cesspool that is the comments on YouTube. In an email to parents who supervise a child's account, the company announced the introduction of a read-only comments option on their child's supervised experience on YouTube. The feature will roll out in the coming weeks, says YouTube. The change is one of the biggest adjustments to YouTube's parental control features since the introduction of increased protections for minors in 2021 following pressure from lawmakers. See, previously, comments were fully disabled, meaning both reading and commenting were not available to kids. However, YouTube said at the time it would work with parents and experts to add comments through an age-appropriate approach for older kids in the future. After launching parental controls in 2021, YouTube rolled out a handful of product updates to make YouTube safer for teens in November 2023. This included limits on repeated viewing of some topics, as well as revamped take a break and bedtime reminders, among other things. Apple News is testing a new game for iOS 17.5 called Quartiles, which requires players to organize a grid of 20 syllables into 5 four-syllable words. Spotted by Gadget Hacks, the interface for Quartiles looks a lot like the New York Times' newest hit, Connections. Did Apple News Sherlock the New York Times? Okay, Quartiles isn't exactly like Connections, where you organize 16 words into 4 cohesive categories of 4. It's maybe closer to something like Boggle, since you're being tested on your ability to put words together from their components. I guess there are a lot of Peggy Hills out there who are into Apple News. There is something about finding groups of 4 that we seem to find really alluring these days. Connections is now the Times' second most popular game after Wordle. Remember Wordle? Apple is just beta testing Quartiles, which doesn't mean it's definitely going to appear in iOS 17.5. But given that the New York Times is low-key running a gaming studio now, it's not a bad idea for Apple to churn out some new, preferably square-shaped games. Now, if you haven't been seeing much political content on Instagram lately, there's a reason for that. Since March, Instagram and Threads have instituted a new default setting that limits political content you see from people you're not following. Hundreds of creators convened by GLAAD and Accountable Tech have signed an open letter demanding that Instagram make the political content limit an opt-in feature rather than on by default. The letter reads,
"With many of us providing authoritative and factual content on Instagram that helps people understand current events, civic engagement, and electoral participation, Instagram is thereby limiting our ability to reach people online to help foster more inclusive and participatory democracy and society during a critical inflection point for our country.
The letter's signatories include Glee actor Kevin McHale, 1.1 million followers, news account So Informed, 3.1 million followers, activist Carlos Eduardo Espina, 664,000 followers, Under the Dark News, 397,000 followers, and other meme accounts, political organizers, and entertainers. Now, Instagram's definition of political content leaves a lot of room for interpretation, which stokes further concern among these creators. It describes political content as anything potentially related to things like laws, elections, or social topics. The letter points out that this endangers the reach of marginalized folks speaking to their own lived experience on Meta's platforms and limits the conversation about topics like climate change, gun control, and reproductive rights. Now kicking it over to producer Dennis, whose lived experiences I covet, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with Checker, a 10-year-old startup that offers employee background checks and was last valued at $5 billion, that's billion with a B, in April 2022, has laid off 182 employees as companies are not significantly hiring talent. TechCrunch learned exclusively that Checker conducted the layoffs across all departments and different levels on Tuesday. Up next, travel and tourism are very much back on the map for consumers and the business world. Now, to underscore that surge, one of the startups building software in the space has closed a big round of funding. Guesty, a platform that lets accommodation managers manage their business online, including on platforms like Airbnb and Vrbo, has raised $130 million. And Yoshi Mobility has come a long way since gassing up cars on the side of the road. With their Yoshi Mobility app, the company delivers gas to San Francisco area consumers on their day of choice for $20 per month. Today, the Nashville-based company is settled into three business lines: preventative maintenance, virtual vehicle inspection, and electric vehicle charging. It has boots on the ground in 15 states, but can offer vehicle services to customers in all 50 states. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Amanda Silberling, Sarah Perez, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, you can find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.